Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What a bummer, huh? This article outlines common ways we influence and get influence. And the biggest trap is believing we have no other options. So let's explore how to head that off at the pass. First, let's look at timing. The best time to have what I call the options conversation is during the selection process. Our goal? To suss out the approach of all the advisors we hire to see if there's a good fit. Let me use myself as a very bad example. Years ago, I hired a web design firm to update my website. I searched all through the galleries to make sure I liked the look and feel. What I didn't do? Check out the navigation. If I had, I would have learned that the firm I hired wanted to make all my special reports into blog posts, because that was their only option in navigation. Because I learned that too late in the process, I walked away with a site I couldn't use, and they walked away with my money. Lesson learned. Second, let's look at the conversation itself. Many advisors don't get asked a lot of questions like this, so prepare for bad or non-answers. Your comeback? Ask for examples. Let's use my sad story and make up some details. What I could have done is say something like, "What do you believe is the best navigation system for these kinds of sites? What is standard out there?" And they would have said, "Well, the trend is to focus on blog posts." That would have been an open door for me to explain the content I had and what I wanted. Who knows? I could have headed this off at the pass and avoided the whole mess. Many advisors want what's best for their clients. The problem? They are too limited in their options. Too many hammers thinking everything looks like a nail. If our conversations can avoid this train wreck, we are already ahead of the curve. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.